One of the basic qualities of respected journalism is objectivity. Now, as you may have heard in several recent news stories, one of Michael Jackson's prime complaints about the reporting featured in Martin Bashir's documentary and subsequent interviews with the press was his lack of objectivity. As we've already seen, some of Mr. Bashir's comments that made the air appear to be quite different than opinions he expressed in Jackson's behind-the-scenes footage.
About Michael's ranch, Mr. Bashir's on-air comment was, "One of the most disturbing things is the fact that a lot of disadvantaged children go to Neverland. It's a dangerous place for a vulnerable child to be." But what he said behind the scenes was this.
"I was here yesterday, and I saw it. And it's nothing short of a spiritually kind thing."
This comment about Michael's method of raising children was included on Bashir's special. "They are restricted. They are overly protected. I was angry at the way his children were made to suffer." But this was not.
"Your relationship with your children is spectacular. And in fact, it almost makes me weep when I see you with them."
Another of Jackson's complaints about the documentary is the non-inclusion of certain statements that he feels are pertinent to objective reporting.
Like when Bashir devoted almost 8 minutes to the abuse by Michael's father.
"You remember when you said to me that you just wanted to run away from your father?"
"I hid. I used to hide."
But did not include this short and revealing comment.
"He hurt me when he was little, but he's a genius. The man is a genius."
On Michael's taking his children to the zoo, Bashir says, "It was no kind of trip for two young children, and everyone could see it, but Jackson himself." But what you don't hear is Michael's response.
"I go to the zoo all the time. I go usually when they close it down. And they told us this would be closed down."
And as far as probing for the truth about Michael's changing appearance, the subject of vitiligo was virtually ignored. And the severe burns and reconstructive surgery were never mentioned at all.
"Can we get on with this plastic surgery garbage? This is tabloid stuff.
Well,
you're beyond this."
Regardless of whether you feel that Michael Jackson is correct in his assertion that Martin Bashir's documentary was not a true representation of the interviews that actually took place, there is one question that many people share. How could Michael Jackson, a 44-year-old man who has spent most of his life in the spotlight, have allowed himself to open up to a virtual stranger? This footage from Michael's camera may give you a better understanding.
"That was great. Thank you. That was really special."
"It seems to me that through history, people, they really want to make someone big, and they want to be, oh, this person is so talented, and we've got to make them godlike, and they have to be perfect. And then as soon as they're there, they get more joy in tearing someone down."
"Eventually, when you talk and you say it like it really is, you just light up. That's what it's about, bringing out what you're about."